The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time is 5:32. We're at 8 degrees. I'm Jay Caldwell. Weather today should see a high of 15. Partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. I'll have details in the weather forecast following WJON News. News is brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning and St. Flood Orthopedics. Police in New York City are still searching for the gunman who killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson Wednesday morning outside a Manhattan hotel. Investigators say the suspect fled the scene on an e-bike and disappeared in Central Park. The NYPD is offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest in what called a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack. Thompson's wife, Paulette, tells NBC News that Brian had been getting some threats, but Maple Grove police said that they had not contact with Thompson or received any reports. Two people from Avon were hurt in a crash in northern Minnesota. The Minnesota State Patrol says the incident happened just after 11 a.m. yesterday on Interstate 25 in Carlton County near Barnum. They say 61-year-old Dee Dee Blattner of Avon was in the left lane when she lost control of her vehicle in some slush and ice and slid to the right, striking a tree. Blattner and her passenger, 62-year-old John Blattner of Avon, were both taken to the hospital in Moose Lake with non-life-threatening injuries. The state budget could have multi-billion dollar deficits later in the decade due to soaring costs for special education and for long-term care of Minnesota's aging population, warns the just-released economic forecast.
Republicans say lawmakers must consider cuts in all areas of state government. Governor Tim Walz responds you could eliminate entire state agencies and not close the looming budget gap for long-term care and special ed. And he says to Republicans,
look, I'm not going to punish the state patrol and corrections and snowplow drivers. Are they asking us not to put snowplow drivers in their counties?
Republican Senator Eric Pratt from Prior Lake responds, focus first and foremost on waste, fraud, and abuse in state government.
The governor and his commissioners have failed to take seriously the recommendations of the Office of Legislative Auditor. They've been pushing back on those.
Bill Werner at the Capitol.
Neither Republicans nor Democrats are offering specifics on how to fix the expected funding gap for long-term care and special education. Avoid getting your tax advice from social media. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says they're seeing a large increase in the amount of bad advice on social media
that continues to dupe people into filing inaccurate tax returns. And of course, that can lead to delayed refunds, penalties and interest, and sometimes even criminal charges. So be on the lookout.
Miller says you should be getting your tax advice from a licensed professional. The Christmas tree season is off to a solid start in Minnesota. Tyson Haleen works for Rum River Tree Farm in Anoka County.
It's been going really well. We've had quite a lot of business. Probably not as much as we were expecting, at least for the weekdays, but the weekend was really, really nice.
Helen says the supply is about the same as last year, and prices are up a little bit this season. He's hoping for warmer temps and some light snow this weekend. For the first time in program history, the St. Cloud State University volleyball team will be hosting an NCAA tournament match. The Huskies are the number one seed in the Central Region. That means they get to host the seven other schools in the region. SCSU is 27-2 overall and will play Ouachita Baptist of Arkansas, which is 22-9, tonight at 7 o'clock at Hallenbeck Hall. The Huskies are 57-7 in their last 64 home matches. They won their third NSIC tournament championship in program history and their fourth regular season conference championship in program history. St. Cloud State goes into the NCAA tournament on a 23-straight match win streak, including 12 wins over nationally ranked teams. They have been ranked number two in the nation in Division II for the last 4 weeks in a row. One ticket gets you into all four of today's matches. The region semifinals are tomorrow, and then the region championship will be played on Saturday. The first match today actually gets underway at 11 o'clock this morning. The Stearns History Museum launches this year's museum escape room today. The theme for this year's escape room is Big Brother is Watching. It is based on George Orwell's book, 1984. The museum says the past has been erased and the future is looking bleak. It's up to the team to find enough historic artifacts to make yourself remember or to be trapped under surveillance forever. The escape room is for groups of six or less and can last up to 45 minutes each session. The escape room will run through Saturday, December 21st, and reservations are required and are $25 for non-members or $20 for members. For a link for the registration website, find this story using the WJON mobile app. WJON News Time is 5:37. It's 8 degrees. News is brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning and St. Cloud Orthopedics. Weather forecast is coming up next.
WJON Radar Weather.
WJON weather forecast for St. Cloud and for Clear Lake. High today 15, partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight low of 10, partly cloudy. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow high 26, mainly cloudy. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow night low 17, mainly cloudy. Saturday high 42, partly cloudy. Sunday high 41, slight chance for scattered rain showers, otherwise cloudy. Monday high 34, cloudy, chance for snow. Tuesday high 21, cloudy. And then 23 on Wednesday, mainly cloudy. Currently 8 degrees at 5:39 at WJON. The official high at the St. Cloud Airport was 35, low was 5. We had just a trace of snowfall yesterday. The average high temperature for this date is 30, average low is 14. Record high temps at a 1979 of 52. Record lows at a 1940 of 16 below. Right now, 8 degrees at WJON. Here's a better life.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.